Tom.
Hey Tom, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, is now a good time to chat here about your approval? Okay, great. So I just want to ask you a few questions there. I know you were working with Sam here. It looks like you're just looking for some operating capital there to get through the busy season. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have a figure in mind of how much you're looking to bring on there?
No, not really.
Okay. So we were able to get you a second position. The on-deck loan was just a little too high for us to pay off and net you the
Right.
additional
Yeah,
funds.
that's what Sam had told me.
Yeah, so you seem to be pretty familiar with the product. We actually have you approved here for an MCA. Are you familiar with that product?
No.
Okay, so we have you approved for $50,500, and it's a shorter term. It's about 6 months, and basically, the way you pay it back is 28% of your credit card sales are held back until the loan is paid off.
Okay. That's not gonna help me out any. So,
Okay, what were you looking for? More of like an
well,
on-deck
I don't.
structure?
Well, no, actually, I kind of got stuck into OnDeck. I was a third-party broker I was dealing with. The bottom line is he lied to me about the OnDeck loan.
Oh, what did
But
he?
that's a, well, what he told me was that I would have the payments I'm making, the $479.50 a month, I mean a day.
Right.
Which comes to like $10,064 a month. I would have never agreed to that. I can't sustain a $10,000 a month payment,
Right,
especially
absolutely.
into my worst month. We did this last October. So
Right.
what they told me was I'd only have to make those payments for 1 month, then I'd get refinanced and they would extend my terms and lower my payments and release the rest of the money because they didn't release all what I was looking for at the time. So I'm stuck with them. That broker won't even talk to me at this point in time. Won't answer my emails. Won't answer my phone calls.
Jeez, that's that
Nothing to do
sounds.
with me at this point in time. So a predatory lender. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he was. But with that being said,
What company was that? Jeez.
let me look what it is. It is. Find the email here. WMC Funding,
Okay,
I
never
believe is
heard
the
of them.
company. Yeah, out of New York.
WMC. Okay. Well, the
But
good
I guess with that being said, even at 28%, I mean, heading into my season, my credit cards can easily be $2,000 a day that I'm going to take in.
Right, and the good thing about this type of program is if you have a slow day, then you're not paying out that large payment like you would be
Yeah,
with the OnDeck there.
pretty much what's going to happen for the next, May, June, July, August, even into September if the weather's good, I'm not going to have slow days. That's not going
Gotcha.
to happen. So that's going to be on an average, let's say an average of 560 a day coming out on top of the 479 a month a day, or 479 a day I have coming out on deck. That's just not something I can do. Yeah, a 6 month loan just isn't, that short term and that high a percentage off
Yeah.
of credit card sales.
And that's what we were looking at here is, you have one bank statement that was ending negative there, which
Yeah,
caused
oh
some
no, I understand.
issues and
I understand. I mean, and I realize, I mean, I really appreciate what you are offering for me, and I really do, but
is it just the 28% holdback that's kind of
well, I really don't want to go off my credit cards. I don't want to pull them out like that.
Okay,
Especially because of the 479 I have.
if we could get a lower holdback percentage, is that something that you would consider there for the business?
Probably not. Not for 6 months.
Okay, it's just with the second position loans,
I
it's
know.
kind of
I know.
industry standard.
And
It's
I'm looking in 2 months, I'll be over 50%. In June, I'll be over 50% paid off, and I'll be on a lot better term to where somebody can, you know, maybe refinance and get rid of that one and get me on a lower payment schedule.
Absolutely. It sounds like you're not looking for a second position at all at this point, or are you just...
I really didn't want one, but when I talked to Sam, he said, you know, because of the size of the on deck, you guys probably could not. The numbers weren't there for me to take it in and then give me some extra money on top of that. So looking for a second position isn't really what I'm after. If all the numbers were there and everything was going to be beneficial for me, I was going to consider it. But, at a six-month loan, and all second positions. And actually, you're the only people I've ever talked to about a second position, only because Sam said, let's see what we can do for you.
I'm
willing to see what he had to say.
Right. If we take a look at a full year of credit card processing statements, we can free up more money and have a lower holdback. That would require us to analyze a full year of your credit card sales. So I'm not sure if that's something you'd want us to take a look at, or
at this point in time, probably not. At least I have Sam's information. If I call that number, would I get a hold of you also?
You can jot down my direct line there if a need does come up for you. Do have that $50,000 available for you. Unfortunately, we couldn't get you into any other programs here.
No, I understand.
Just based on the balance and...
Believe me, I understand all of that. At this point in time, I guess I'm going to have to pass on that. And if I chose to go down that route, I'll have to get a hold of my credit card people. 6 months is as far back as I can go online to get that information.
Got you. Okay.
I'm thankful for them to see if they can give me the rest of them. I don't get anything in paper. It's all online.
Right. And I think, you know, with your type of business, if we had the... we're looking at the last 6 months, right? So you guys obviously thrive during the 6 months that, you know, we didn't look at, right?
Yes.
Due to the nature of your business. So
usually April, May, June, July, you know, August.
Absolutely.
That's my money maker. So.
Yeah, because there was a note here from our department that, you know, if we are able to take a look at the full year of processing statements, then, you know, we can get a lower holdback, something that's going to be more beneficial for the business, seeing the time of the year when you guys really do, a majority of your sales there.
All right. Well, I have your information here. Won't you give me your phone number, please?
Yeah, it's 858-779-0391.
Okay. That's straight to you?
Yeah, that's my direct line here, and you can reach me at any time. You know, if you do just want to see documents for the loan, we just look at a voided business check and a copy of your driver's license, and we could generate some documents just for you to review. If you do want to see, you know, what we can do as far as, you know, having a lower holdback percentage there, I'm sure if you reach out to your merchant processor there, they'll email you over the PDF files. So.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say I'll work on that a little bit. I'll think about it and do some numbers on my end. And if that's where I choose to go, I'll get them over to you. I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty. Well, yeah, definitely you have my number there. If you do decide to, you know, see what we can do with the full year statement, so definitely reach out there.
Okay.
Any questions?
Thank you very much.
All righty. You got it.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Take care.